Hey friend, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and today we are going to talk about toxic relationships and toxic masculinity, because the two are intertwined. So when you are vetting and you are looking and you are searching and you agree to be with a partner, i.e. a man, make sure he is not a narcissist or a chauvinist, because it will cause problems in your relationship. Make sure that he has a healthy relationship with his family, with his parents, with his siblings. Make sure he does have friends, because that is because you are able to see that he is able to hold relationships with people. Okay? He's a people person. If you're dating someone or plan on dating someone who doesn't have any friends, only have friends from someone from their past, and what people fail to realize is the friends that you have, you befriend people who you are alike. Like the Bible says, the birds of a feather flock together. So if his friend is a serial cheater, drug dealer, beats on his girlfriend, baby mama, whatever you have you, they have something in common. Because when they hang out, what are they talking about? What are they discussing? They're not too different. They're one side of the same coin, pretending to be something else. So when you date someone and you're getting into a relationship with someone, go around their friends, go around their family, see what type of person they are, what type of interactions they have. And if they're keeping you from that, don't fuck with it either. Because that's relationships that you need to see. You need to see those, because if you don't, you will get into a relationship with a person who will want to isolate you. And since they don't have any family or friends, they want you to be the same. Or since they have a negative relationship with their family, they want you to have the same negative relationship with your family. Or to see how they were raised. Maybe they were raised and they were neglected. Maybe they were abused. Maybe their parents were, maybe they come from a two-parent household. Maybe they come from a one-parent household. Maybe they were a foster child. It starts to have the conversations and open up about what type of person you're getting involved with. All of this matters. All of it is especially important, and especially if you have children or plan on having children with this person, this is the information you need to know up front, because your mind and the mind of the person that you decide to lay down with will be the mind and the genetics that will mold and make your child. So it's a possibility that if you procreate with the person who is imbalanced, that your child may be imbalanced. Or that if you guys do split apart ways, that you might have to share the child with a person who is imbalanced or who is negative or wants to be a negative influence on the child, because they see it as keeping it real. I don't want to hide anything from my child. I want to keep it real. That's neglect. That's harm. A child should not see certain things, just like some people may smoke in front of their child. I don't believe in that personally. Because, you know, oh, it's only weed. It's natural. If it's natural, just eat it. If it's natural, just eat it. You putting it in this paper, that paper, and you adding fire to it changes the molecular structure of it. And you're inhaling it as a smoke, a black smoke, which fills your lungs and makes you cough. So it is no longer natural. If it's natural, just eat it. What's the difference? There is no difference between more harder drugs and then marijuana. Where are you getting it from? The source? Where does it come from? Is it dipped in something? Is it chemical field? You don't know where it came from. But that's me getting off into a tangent. But that's an example that many use. Like, oh, I don't want to hide anything from my child. I want my child to, you know, I'm not going to hide the fact that I smoke or drink from my child. I'm not going to hide the fact that I dance. Or I'm not going to hide the fact. But Your child will see you smoke and your child will see you drink, but will your child see you read? Will your child see you read? Not saying that smoking and drinking and dancing is negative or positive, but why won't you just let a child be a child and let them form their own habits, their own vices? But I'm getting off into a tangent, but it's really all interconnected, right? It's really all interconnected. If you're dating a person who does not have, let's talk about a person who grew up in a household with both parents and have been married for their entireties, and they're in their 20s or in their 30s, right? They have a certain air about themselves, like, oh, my parents have been married for this amount of years. Okay, have your parents been happy for that amount of years? Have you seen a positive example of what a relationship or a marriage should be, consist of? Or have they been miserable for that amount of time? Have they been broke for that amount of time? Have they not poured into their children for that amount of time? Just because a person stays with a person does not mean that that relationship is a successful relationship or something to strive for towards. So you can date a person who came from a two-parent household and it could be a negative because they see negativity, because they seen contentment, or they seen gender roles, outdated gender roles, where a mother does everything and the father just works, does not go to parent-teacher's conference, does not engage with the children, does not go to doctor's appointments, does not go clothes shopping, just works, come home, watch TV, watch sports, drink, and maybe, you know, get some little authority here and there and claim to be a man or claim to be a father. In my opinion, my humble opinion, that is a low vibrating person, a low vibrating man, and a low vibrating father. Because what that father has taught their son or their daughter, they have taught their son that all you have to do is work. And they have taught their daughter that all a man has to do is work. He does not have to do anything else. And that is a negative relationship for a child to see, because they will grow up and try to mirror that. And that is not something that is positive. And that will be detrimental to holding a relationship. Like, it just is not. It's not sustainable. It's struggle. It's toxic. It's outdated. We're no longer doing, I am going to sit here and allow you to mistreat me, take me for granted, and I just continue to pour into you and give to you and give to you. We're not doing that anymore. You have to give what it is you want to receive. So what I am telling you is, vet the person. It doesn't matter how cute he is. Doesn't matter how big you think he is, how good the ex, the sex, whatever. It does not matter. You're going to be miserable and alone later. So just get the fuck out of here with that. Go date somebody who really wants to be with you, who really has positive relationship goals and aspirations, and you guys talk and make sure that you guys are in alignment and on the same page. But just because a person comes from a two-parent household, or just because the person is a foster child, or just because the person had only one parent, does not mean that they're going to be exactly like their parents. What we have to do, since we have more information, is we have to be better than our parents was. Not saying anything negative about our parents, but the next generation is supposed to be better. So, you know, you have some parents and some mother and son relationships, oh Lord, where the mother has no or low expectations of the father. And then when their son gets of age, they have this hold on their son where it bleeds over into their romantic relationships. It's like, no, if you would you know, cater to your husband in the way that you're trying to cater to your son. It's kind of sick, honestly. Then maybe your marriage will be a little bit better, but the relationship that you're trying to have with your son is really toxic. That's why you have mothers who will know that their son's a player and will, hey girl, to every girlfriend that he has, because there's no threat. She knows he's not serious about anyone, so she'll just be nice to everyone because she'll stay in the top position. It says in the holy book that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing, so he will kind of leave his mother. Not saying she's gone, she's always going to be, you know, his mother, but that toxic shit, it's a no-go. But I done got off into a tangent. I'm done talking. Don't let these niggas take you for a loop. Vice versa. Toxic masculinity. Oh, a woman's supposed to cook, clean, fuck, suck, take care of the kids, and I'm supposed to bring home pennies. Penny any ass job. Let's be honest. Most women can go out and work a job and make more money than men. And I'm speaking about minorities, because that's all I know about. I don't know any other race. But for minorities, women can get all the jobs. Women are the most educated, have the most degrees. And we can go out and we can get the best jobs and can make more money. But no, we're not going to allow you to be a stay-at-home dad. Because that's just, if I don't have any, I'm not even going to go there. That's another segment. I'm going to end this one here again. Be careful who you choose to be with. Be careful who you choose to procreate with. Because it really is life and death. Don't let that cute face, don't let that slim waist, don't let that bomb D, bomb head get you fucked up and alone. Okay? So, take it from me. It's your girl, Tia, here with Tia Talks. Thanks for listening and talking back. Peace.